We're here on KSOM, and we're taking a look at golf for the spring season. Audubon girls don't have a ton of numbers, but they have enough to field a team this year, and that's the most important thing. Drew Christensen, head coach for Audubon girls golf, with us here on KSOM. And coach, how are you feeling about your girls coming into a new season?
Good. Good. We have three new athletes this year to the sport of golf on our team, and that's always a new and exciting opportunity as a coach and as a player. But I was excited to see that these three girls have the ability to, you know, the hand-eye coordination to make contact with the ball, which is the first step to golf, which is can we hit it? And after that, we start adjusting stance and, you know, form and everything like that, and we're moving quite along where I feel like we have four girls that can, you know, compete in the WIC. And, you know, I think we're going to show up on every single meet and have a chance to compete every single time we play.
Well, the four golfers, who has emerged as the number one?
Mari, she's my senior. She's played 4 years. She just comes with a lot of experience. You know, as I tell the whole team, it's, you know, golf's a game of reputation. You know, that's why, you know, guys that hit a million balls are a lot better than guys that hit 10 balls, you know. So Mari comes with just the experience. She had some success last year, medaled in a few meets, and so towards the end of the year we were playing some really good golf, and we ran into a tough course, and you know, we set a little higher goal this year, and we worked on a few things and changed a few things in our game from last year to improve. And she has some high expectations for herself, so that's exciting. But the girls right behind her are really close. You know, they're probably all three even behind her, as far as they're all three different golfers, but their scores are going to look very similar at the end of the day, and they'll still maintain a pretty good average as well.
We'll get to those three in a moment, but I just wanted to ask you about what is the parts of the game that Mari has been working on to improve, and what's her best parts of her game?
So, you know, she's got a really amazing swing. So it's the way when she swing or the way she hits the ball, it's soft and effortless, and you know, so she can land on a green and it just doesn't roll, and you know, it just looks like she's effortless out there. So we tweaked a few things. You know, we ran to a course that was wet and long last year, and that was not our style, kind of a low and runner style. But so we just worked on, you know, hit more of a draw with our driver just to try to get more length and more spin out there. And then as far as aiming at a green, years past, I told her we just want to hit the green for 100 yards out. Well, now we're going to start aiming at zones. So I want to land on the front half or the right corner and just take that next step, try to eliminate even a few more strokes. And we've really been working on that, and I've seen a lot of improvement on that in the last few days.
Awesome. Yeah, going for zones now, and then the goal is to try and narrow those zones as much as you can. Yeah,
correct.
That's great. So go through the other three golfers there. Talk a little bit about each one of them.
Yeah. So Sydney, our junior, she comes a little bit experienced too. First on the team, but her family golfs, so that helps. I mean, she had the swing down before she came. We're focused on tweaking a few. What's the same as Emily's? Just a few what I call softball swings. A lot of these girls play softball too, so there's this, you know, the motion of hitting up on a ball and softball doesn't translate to golf and vice versa. So just making sure we're staying down on the ball. And once those two, especially Emily and Sydney, can do that, they can hit it a mile. And like I said, golf's a matter of quarters of inches. So we come down a quarter or half inch on that ball and we hit it where we're supposed to. I mean, they hit it so well when we can. So they're going to be golfers that, you know, might have a few high holes that, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see a birdie and a few pars mixed in there too, just because they have the ability to turn it on. And once they make connections, it's a thing of beauty, and you can see it on their face. So we just got to make, you know, make more reputations out of that. And that's just being young at the sport. Michaela, she's a little bit smaller in stature, but she hits it well, but she hits it low and straight and is very safe. And that's a good thing. You know, I tell her that she doesn't need to hit it a mile like everybody else, because they're always in trouble. Or if you just hit it 100 yards straight four times, you're on the green in most holes, and you're competing for a par and a bogey just like they are. And she's a completely different golfer, but the score is going to look the same. So
So you have Sydney, Emily, and Michaela. What are their last names?
I have Sydney Johnson, Emily Foran, and Michaela Zuniga. So they, again, new to the sport, but not new athletes. They're definitely athletic, and that's very important. And when you're new at a sport, just being athletic.
Sure. And so you open up on Monday again. So that's against AHSTW in a duel there. What are your goals for this team this year?
My goals, you know, is in South Cliche, is to get better every day. When we're young, you know, compared to last year, we were short on numbers. And before, we had a full team and with experience. And each year, it's different goals. This year, let's get better every meet. Let's, you know, get that first meet or two out of the way. And, you know, where our eyes are going to be wide open and, you know, a little bit nervous, and just get the nerves out and just go out there and just work on every hole and get better every hole, not just every meet, every hole. And that's my goal. And we talked about last night about setting realistic expectations again. We've done it before, but last night, as we're getting closer to meet time, you know, what's our expectations this year? You know, everybody, it's individually, and we'll talk about it. And I told her by today at practice, we're going to chat about it again and just see if we come up to something close for this year.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and hopefully this will be a decent year. Certainly good to field a full team this year, and hopefully it all works out for you. May the birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's Drew Christensen, head coach for Audubon Girls Golf here on KSOM.